is your girl Asada O, and welcome to the Easy Breezy Life, the official podcast of our global community, featuring women from over 50 countries who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. The purpose of this podcast is to help you become CEO of your life so that you can take the reins and create the abundance that God intended for you to have. As a disclaimer, everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. We believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, and we want to encourage you to seek our professional advice and support in any way, shape, or form that you might need it. We're going to take a brief break and come back with this week's episode. Want to know how I save tons of money on a Caribbean vacation while earning cash back? It's easy. The answer is Rakuten. Sign up online today using the link in our episode notes so you can start saving and earning cash back on your favorite online stores. Hello, my loves, and welcome to another episode of the Easy Breezy Life with Asada O. This week's conversation is centered around servant leadership. As you know, we are undergoing a 30-day self-love challenge. Today is day 18, and I am hoping that you are enjoying the mini post, but that also you will join us on the next challenge. This being said, let's get into the conversation for today. You know, I come from a background where my parents really, really loved people, and they were super helpful to everybody in their community. They always had an open door. I can't remember someone being turned away unless they like violated some cardinal rule in our home. And the beauty of that is that they were blessers who blessed others. The challenge with being people or a person who loves to pour, who loves to give, is knowing when to set the boundary. And what I have learned is that the Bible calls us to love like Jesus, not to pretend that we are him. What does that mean? We have to move away from this idea that as a woman, in order for you to be selfless, you need to completely disregard your self needs, your emotional needs, your mental health, your physical needs, so on and so forth, and your need for boundaries. It is possible to be a blessing. It is possible to love others and still hold a strong line when it comes to caring for yourself so that you can be all that you can be for your spouse and for your children and for your siblings and for anybody else you consider part of the nucleus of your life. And for me, the nucleus of my life is my husband and my two children. And then when I go beyond that perimeter, it is my siblings and their children. And what I am learning more and more as I go on this journey, that when it comes to supporting others, my role is to either plant a seed, to bear a part of the burden, but in no way, shape, or form can I bear any other human being's entire burden, not even my husband's burden, because there's some part of his walk with Christ that is purely individual to him. And there's some part of my walk with Christ that is purely individual to me and is my cross, right? It is my cross to bear. And so today's conversation about servant leadership is not a call to Christian narcissism, because that exists, right? God bless me. God bless my friends. God give me more money. God give me great health. But I'm not like doing anything for anyone else or interceding for anyone else in the process, right? I'm not preferring others over myself. That's what I call Christian narcissism. What I am talking about is, if you are a do-gooder, then we need to set you up to do good for as long as possible. And this season of my life is all about taking stock and saying, I love to do good. How can I do good without self-sacrificing? And how can I do good and still show up in the way that my husband and my children need me? Because they are the only people to whom I am irreplaceable. And my mom and siblings, right? Everybody else will find someone else eventually. But these people only get one me. This being said, we're going to go through 7 principles and go through scripture and talk through ways that we can serve with a boundary, honoring others and also honoring ourselves. The first one is, I said it and I'm going to say it again, loving like Jesus does not mean neglecting yourself. When Jesus says in Mark chapter 12, verse 31, love your neighbor as yourself, he pointed towards a balanced love for others and yourself. You love the Lord God with all your heart, and you love other people like you love yourself. As a servant leader, this love has to fuel our actions. We need opportunities to recharge. We got to take care of our health. We got to learn to say no. We need to role model for others what it looks like to love like Jesus and not sacrifice our well-being. Because if you are not here tomorrow, the show will go on. And you know what I just saw? I saw that two black women presidents were appointed to presidential roles on college campuses. They passed away and the beat moved on. And when I saw that, y'all, all I could think of was, girl, when you chose your health over everything else, you made the right choice, because nobody, and I mean no one, was ever going to choose you. And so that for me was like a loud cry for us. And who will miss them? Their loved ones will miss them. The people who they were irreplaceable to will miss them. The institution, the place you work, the building will never love you back the way the people in your life who needed you the most, who cherished you the most will. And so self-recharging, self-care, knowing when to stop, and letting people be mad is key to sustainably pouring out into others. The next thing to understand is that it really is not your responsibility to hear every emotional wound. Now, I have a lot of people who I talk to, who I confide in, who confide in me. And over the years, I have learned the emotional boundary of not carrying somebody else's pain that they refuse to do the effective work to process. What does that look like? When Emmanuel's sister passed away and we came home with Emmanuel, I knew that I would need therapy. One, I was not a stranger to therapy before in my life, and I knew that I was going to need somewhere to process that information. Well, at some point I thought, okay, you know, I figured this out. But the truth of the matter is that because our life circumstance is more heavy or may feel more burdensome to the human eye than others, I have to make a conscious decision to take care of myself in a way that a typical person might not. Therapy is not optional. The spa visits are not optional because I got to do the self-care. Getting support with chores around the house, not optional, because the amount of mental fortitude that it takes to be Emmanuel's mom and to navigate all of the relationships and people and offices and institutions associated with his care requires me to really think about my self-care. And any season that I've made the mistake of putting my self-care second to any other human's needs, it was catastrophic for our household, almost. This being said, I have learned to draw a strong line between supporting the friend and carrying the friend through a season that only Jesus can walk them through. You gotta know that it is not your responsibility to carry every single problem. Also, I have learned that there are people who are more than willing to cast their cares upon you, not on Jesus, but on you. So if you don't draw the line, the takers of the world are going to come and consume all your time and energy with their woes, their problems, their needs, their desires, their need for support. There's got to be a line. So figure out what works for you, right? I like to think about, what do the people essential to my day-to-day life need from me first? And then what do I have left over after that to give everybody else? You give everyone else from the excess of the abundance of what you've given the people essential to your day-to-day life, your nucleus. Everyone else really does need to get what's left as honorably as you can give them. This is not meant to discard others, but it's meant to draw a line and to be clear. Okay? And that kind of leads to the next point, where it says that even in honor, boundaries are necessary. Romans 12, chapter 10 says that we should outdo one another in showing honor. This being said, true respect involves acknowledging both people having boundaries and both people being worthy of honor. A lot of times I see the word honor and loyalty used in one direction, where people are making demands on others, but they fail to show up in the same way that they're asking others to show up for them. And so a good way to measure a request that you're making is, where have I actually shown up the way that I'm asking people to show up for me? Am I showing up for the people who I am requiring to show up for me in the way that they need me to show up? Because again, the selfish side of us wants to say, hey, I need, not I'm here to serve. And so if everyone was wrapped up in serving one another, which goes to the next point, we would have less time to worry about who wasn't showing up for us. Because most importantly, God would be showing up. And He always does. The next thing is, serve where you can serve joyfully. God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. This means that what I'm giving, my time, my energy, my faith, my presence, no matter what that is, I need to be able to do that service. I need to be able to do servant leadership and authenticity. When a place starts to dim my light, when a place starts to tether my soul, I have learned that it's time to pack my bags and get the moving. Because if your heart doesn't feel like doing it, if your heart doesn't feel joyful serving, might just be a cue that it's time to recalibrate. The next is, you sure better choose what burdens you do carry, right? Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The yoke of Jesus. That's the yoke that we should be carrying. The yoke of love, the yoke of showing one another forbearance, the yoke of helping the poor, the needy, the less fortunate. There are different burdens that the Bible outlines that Jesus is really hoping that we'll be the light in a particular kind of way. But the burden of making other people just like feel good about themselves is not your burden. If you see someone and you see they're doing something great, yes, give them a compliment. But you are not called to be a people pleaser. You are not called to carry every single person's burden. And people love to utilize leaders in this way. So Jesus is a huge refuge for our burdens. And as leaders, it's crucial to discern which weights we were meant to bear that Jesus is putting on us versus which one to lay at His feet and versus which ones other people are trying to put on our feet. The next thing to remember is that boundaries protect both you and the people that you serve. Proverbs 4:23 articulates this perfectly. And it reads that to keep your heart with all vigilance, for it flows the springs of life. It's what our hearts, our minds are meditating on. And there's such a heart and mind connection. And what we give ear to, what we listen to, who we sit around feeds what our heart is meditating on. And so I am learning and have gotten more and more disciplined in my life, not just about what I'm doing, but who I'm doing it with. Because if your presence in my life is tethering to the soul, if your presence in my life is encouraging double-mindedness, if your presence in my life is causing me to question the goodness of God in my life, then there must be love from a distance. There must be love from a distance. If you cannot love people up close, the gift that you can give them is the gift of distance. And finding the best way to live at peace, even with difficult people, which sometimes is only through space. The next thing to remember is that to reflect and reset regularly. The book of Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40 says, let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. You know, this goes back to, if you are so caught up in walking close with God and carrying your cross, without feeling guilty, you can think about different things in a day that you could have done better. Like, I always have stuff in my day that I could have done better. And rather than feel condemned for those things, I've learned to accept the gentle correction of God. Because let me tell you, I like that gentle behind the scenes correction of God better than public humiliation or embarrassment. And I'm not even saying that that's God that does that, but what I'm saying is that sometimes when God has tried to address something with us over and over again and we have been resistant to hearing or heed His warning, He just allows things to happen publicly and hope that we will turn back to Him. And the worst thing God can do is just remove His hand and allow you to walk into exactly what you want to walk into and do what you want to do. We need the Holy Spirit, and there is none of us who are wise outside of the Holy Spirit. At least that's my belief. And so because I have accepted that outside of Jesus, I am boo-boo the fool, I am happy to take correction from God, even when that correction feels difficult and even when it comes in a shape or form that I don't really like, right? So let's take correction. Let's take correction no matter who it's coming from, because a lot of times my help has come from people who seem to be ignored, unseen, undervalued in public spaces. And for some reason, God has made me attentive to the unseen, the unheard, the unvalued, because that a lot of times is where the gems of my life have lied. And so because I know how God speaks to me, I also know not to overlook even these little ones that could be little as children, that could mean, you know, little in social status, so on and so forth. Humility really is the crown that we wear of glory when we are serving God. All right, that wraps up our conversation for today. I hope that some of these tips were helpful for you. Just remember that boundaries in serving are like a compass to the shift, right? We ensure that we navigate our roles with clarity and purpose. And if you found any part of this helpful today, I want you to like, share, subscribe, rate, tell me how you did. Let me know in the comment section how you felt about it. And remember to not neglect yourself and you approach love in the way that Jesus did. Jesus went to be alone and he died for humanity to make a single act for all of us to redeem, not so that you could come and die for humanity also. All right, have a blessed week. I'll see you next week at the Easy Breezy Life with Asada O.